Thanks, everyone, for listening to BYU Idaho Radio. I'm Adam Small, and right now I'm talking with Jeremy Green. He's the organizer of the second annual Rigby Rocket Rally. Jeremy, thanks for talking today.
Well, thanks for having me. It's nice to be here.
Yeah, so with this event, what inspired you to start this event? Because I know this is the second time that you've done it.
So I teach at Rigby High School, and I just noticed that there wasn't really any science activities for students to do in the summertime, so I just decided to start something up, and I've always been interested in space, and so I figured other people might have some fun doing it as well.
Gotcha, okay. And then with these rockets, are they like, do people design and make these little rockets, or are they more like the water bottle rockets?
So these are most people have built them. They're the Estes style rockets made out of cardboard tube and balsa wood fins. They're pretty easily made. Most people made them as a kid in 4-H camp or scouts or some youth activity. So they're pretty common rockets, but we will be launching some bigger rockets as well that are not generally available to public.
Okay, gotcha. And then how big are those other rockets going to be, and then how are those made?
So the bigger rockets, they're made with, some of them are fiberglass, and some of them are real heavy-duty cardboard with heavy-duty plywood fins. And you have to use a lot of epoxy to get them to stick together, and the motors that we use on those are pretty powerful. We're going to keep it pretty low just because we're going to be at the high school, though.
Okay, gotcha. And then in the description on Facebook, you talked about how this event's going to be more socially distanced. Is it just because of the outside setup, or how else is that going to happen?
So the event itself just actually lends itself to social distancing because we're going to be outside. People are going to be able to spread out on the field and watch rockets launch. So it's just however comfortable people want to be getting close to each other, they can, or they can be spread out far on the field. So it's just a great activity to get out and spend the day in the field watching rockets launch.
Yeah, and then is it just, so it's just students then participating in making the rockets and launching them off, or are there other people involved, or?
So along with this, I started a space camp for kids, and those students throughout the week will be working on different projects, and one of them, they will build some of those rockets and launch those, but it really is open to anybody in the community here in Eastern Idaho to build rockets ahead of time. We're having some events the week prior to that where people can come and get help building rockets, and then anybody who wants to attend can come and watch rockets get launched.
So with the event, do you mind just kind of describing some of what will take place, maybe how many people are so far entered into it that are planning on launching off a rocket, just like time, place, details, things like that?
Okay. So the event is going to be held August 8th, the Saturday, at 10 p.m. at Rigby High School in our soccer field. And there are going to be three types of launches, one for people that just want to launch and have fun, and there are going to be two competitions. One will be where we time how long it takes from the rocket being launched until it reaches the ground, so who can have the maximum time in the air. And then the other competition is going to be to see which rockets can land closest to the launch pad. So max time in the air and closest to the launch pad. And we will have prizes for, I'm hoping, the top three of each one of those categories. And then we'll just be launching rockets until we run out of rockets to launch. So last year we had about 150 people attend and about 60 rockets launched. This year I'm hoping for about the same. The response I've gotten on Facebook and just people emailing me, I'm hoping that it'll be a little bit bigger.
Okay, cool. Awesome. And then something I wanted to talk to you a little bit more about is you talked about how you felt like there weren't a lot of science-based activities at the time that you started this and that you wanted to start this event and then the space camp that you had started. Tell us some of your passion and your feelings about just science and rocket launching and things like that. Just some, how you feel about it and why you're so passionate about it.
Well, like I said, I teach at Rigby High School. I'm a science teacher. So the science has always been fun for me. I was able to, several years ago, go back to Huntsville, Alabama, to the U.S. Space and Rocket Center, and be a part of a kind of a space camp for teachers. And, you know, when I came back, I was able to get some of my students involved in some of those things, but I really have just always liked putting stuff together and figuring out how it works. And I mean, rockets, I think everybody loves launching a rocket, seeing how high it can go and how big it is. And I guess I just want the community to feel enthusiastic about science and technology as well as some of the other things out there. But that's pretty much why I started it and where we're headed.
Gotcha. And then more of a deeper open-ended question for you is, you know, if with you having such a passion for science and, you know, sometimes in our society, like, I feel like science at times can get thrown by the wayside at points. How important do you think science in general and, you know, even just the fun things when it comes to, like, you know, rockets or maybe the things they do at NASA, how vital do you think that is in our society?
I think it's crucial. You look at today how SpaceX, they've launched several rockets, some taking people up to the International Space Station. They're trying to get a worldwide coverage for the Internet, so anybody anywhere can have access to the Internet. And that's, I mean, integral in our lives right now. And I just think that people don't realize how much of their everyday technology has come from the space program, our smartphones, tons and tons of different things have come because of the research that we've been able to do out in space and the research we've been able to do to get people and things into space. So it really is part of our everyday lives, and I just want to bring that to the forefront so that people realize that. And maybe they're not into space, but if they're into, you know, material sciences or programming, they can help provide some of the background stuff for maybe the next rover that goes someplace. Because this summer they're sending another rover to Mars, and it's a pretty intense situation with all the research and development that's gone on with it.
Yeah, it's super cool. It's super awesome to see all the stuff they've done down there and all the stuff happening that. Getting shot up into space and whatnot.
I guess probably the
last question I'd want to ask you is, you know, from your perspective, being so passionate about science and rockets and everything like that, if someone was on the fence after they, you know, hear us talking or hear about this event in some other way, if they were on the fence about, yeah, maybe I want to go to it, maybe not, what would, and they asked you, why should I go to it, what would you say to them?
Number one, it's going to be fun. I mean, who doesn't like seeing a rocket get launched? It's just one of those fun things to do. And then, you know, maybe they get a little bit intrigued into it. I'd really like to get a group going where we can start combining different aspects of rocketry or space and programming, you know, getting it all together. Don't be afraid to come and try some things out. If you don't like it, that's fine. But my guess is everybody who attends is going to have a good time.
Yeah, you can't argue with fun, especially nowadays with everything going on. So, but all right. Well, Jeremy, was there anything else at all that you wanted to share with the audience today?
I'm just excited to host this event, and we are looking for volunteers to still help us out. So if they're interested in volunteering, they can just search for Rigby Rockets on Facebook or email or call Jefferson School District here in Rigby, Idaho, and they can get in contact with me.
All right, great. Well, Jeremy, thank you so much for your conversation with me here today, and look forward to, you know, your rocket rally, and hopefully you get a lot of people out there. All right.
All right. Thank you for the opportunity.